walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
Guys, Rodolfo Roman for the Roman Show, episode number 9 on a Wednesday evening as we get ready to bring in September, bring in some great MMA action and a football season. So we're all psyched out here at the Roman Show. We want to start off saying that today we have two special guests scheduled, one of them being a Cuban and undefeated fighter Alexis Vila, who has signed Bellator and will be competing in the 135-pound tournament taking place in September. Vila will be fighting against Joe Warren, who is the current featherweight champion of Bellator. So Alexis Vila is undefeated. He has never tasted defeat, and he is facing a very strong challenge, a man who has asked to be put in a spotlight for a very long time, as Alexis Vila is in his 40s, so it's an opportunity for him to shine here at Bellator. And again, he will be fighting in September in Ohio against Joe Warren. He will be, we're expecting his call any minute now, part of the Roman Show. Also on today's show, we have a fighter who will be debuting in October here in Miami, Florida, at the W1 event, taking place again in Miami, Florida. She is Susie Montero of American Top Team Kendall. She'll be taking on Strikeforce veteran Kim Couture. Now, Susie is part of a fighting family, as her husband will be competing at the Fight Times 7 event, taking place on October 7th. At the War Memorial Auditorium, part of Fight Time Promotions. And on that card, Dean Thomas will be making his debut. And on that card, too, I will be hosting that show. Again, that's at the War Memorial Auditorium on October 7th. Susie Montero's husband will be fighting, and Susie will be fighting October 15th. Now, she fights Kim Couture, who is the former wife of UFC champ Randy Couture. It's definitely a big step for her. It's her debut. She's been training hard. And in fact, today, she was celebrating her daughter's birthday. So a hardworking mom, a hardworking family, a fighting family. And she is ready to make her debut inside the cage. And Luis Rosario, her husband, will be making his debut in the Fight Time cage October 7th. In the meantime, as we wait for our scheduled guests, I want to read you a little bit of a rundown of the news happening in the world of mixed martial arts. As UFC middleweight and the Ultimate Fighter number 3 winner Michael Bisping looks to be around the UFC for a while longer. He already has 14 fights under his belt in the organization, and he has now signed on for up to 8 more. So we'll see a lot more coming from Michael Bisping. UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones has dismissed suggestions from Rampage Jackson that he has a spy in his opponent's camp. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this. Rampage came out and said that Jones had a spy on his camp. Now, Jones says the allegation is false. Let me read this article straight up Bloody Elbow, which reported this. Jones will put his title on the line against Jackson at the UFC 135. On September 17th, but the contest in Denver is in danger of being overshadowed following Jackson's claims of spying. Now, here's a quote from Jackson. One of my friends was talking to John Jones' manager recently, and John Jones' manager was saying that he knows everything that is going on in our camp. said he had spies in her camp and he knew everything that was going on. That got me thinking. This is what Jackson said. Now, Jones and his manager have issued a swift denial with a champion, insisting he would not sully the sports name by stooping to such levels. Here's a comment from Jones, who wrote on Twitter, "Just so you know, I'm not a person who looks for shortcuts in life. Unlike you, MMA is not something I do because of money. It's a way of life for me, and I would never disrespect the integrity of that." Now, Jones' manager went on saying later on today, Malik Hikawa, "I promise to God I have no spy in that camp," he told Yahoo. "It's completely and totally untrue. There is nothing to it at all." It's funny he said that, though, because we've heard he has had old training partners of John coming in to work with him. "We don't care, and it's kind of hilarious he is doing this." Some people are actually saying that this Rampage accusation is kind of to hype the fight up a little bit. Now, UFC fighter Jake Shields is full of life and heart. My kudos for Jake Shields. His father passed away. He was not just his father. He was his manager. And Shields will still fight against Jake Ellenberger on the September 17th show, the UFC Fight Night 25 Battle on the Bayou in Louisiana. A lot of huge salutation to Jake Shields for taking this. It's hard. You know, your father, and he's your manager. You're used to seeing this person right next to you, beside you, when you fight. It's going to be tough for him, but good luck to Jake Shields. He's going to have an opponent, and he's going to be fighting his emotions. Good luck to you, and God bless you, Jake. All right, the Ultimate Fighter 11 veteran Seth Baczynski has stepped in for an injured DeMarcus Johnson to fight Clay Harvinson at UFC Fight Night 25 Battle on the Bayou. Also, Matt Brown has replaced injured Pascal Cross, and now he meets fellow welterweight John Hathaway. A featherweight bout between Tachi Palace fights champion Eddie Yagan and returning fighter Junior Asuncao is now official for UFC 135. Turning now to Strikeforce news, weigh-ins for next week's Strikeforce Barnett versus Karen Tonov event takes place Friday, September 9th at Cincinnati's U.S. Bank Arena. Now, that's going to be an incredible card. You surely do not want to miss it. It's going to be on Showtime. They're going to be showing the preliminary bouts on HDNet. Listen to this card. It's stacked. Josh Barnett versus Sergey Karitonov, part of the heavyweight Grand Prix semifinal. Daniel Cormier versus Antonio Silva. Champ Ronaldo Souza versus Luke Rockhold for the middleweight title. Roger Gracie versus Mohamed King Mo Lao. And also Maximo Blanco versus Pat Healy. And it goes on. The preliminary card is nice as well. Mike Kyle versus Marcos Rogerio de Lima. Rafael Viajo Calvaquente versus Joel Romero, Jordan Mean versus Evangelista Santos, Alexis Davis versus Amanda Nunes, and Chris Rozwak versus Dominic Steele. It's an incredible card, folks. Strikeforce Women's Featherweight Champion Christine Cyborg Santos likely will be back in the cage before year's end. Now, this was confirmed by Strikeforce CEO Scott Coker today in a press conference he did with the media. Turning to Bellator now, again, as we wait for the phone call of Alexis Vila. October's Bellator 52 event will feature the opening round of the organization's fifth season eight-man heavyweight tournament. Officials today announced the tournament pairings for the October 1st card. Here's a quick take on what's going to happen on that tournament, folks. The tourney will include the opening round matchups, include Ron Sparks versus Mark Holada, Neil Groove versus Mike Hayes, Iago Santos versus Blagoy Ivanov, and Eric Prindle versus Abe Wagner. And lastly, two of Bellator's finest females will likely once again square off as a rematch between Zoila Gurgel and Jessica Aguilar is in the works for a to-be-named event in October. Both of these girls did an amazing fight. I personally watched this fight live and in color. here in South Florida, and they're going to possibly go at it again. All right, we have one caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ¿cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Alexis Vila. Todo bien, saludos, Alexis. Gracias por llamarlo esta noche. Lo que vamos a hacer esta noche, Alexis, porque tenemos personas que lo escuchan en inglés y en español, voy a interpretar lo que me dices. Okay, entonces, so folks, we have on the line Alexis Vila, who will be competing in Bellator in the tournament coming up in Ohio. He will be fighting Joel Warren. It's his debut in Bellator and his first shot at the spotlight. Alexis, lo que le dije básicamente es que por fin,
sí,
yo te he hablado antes. Por fin, Alexis, tiene la luz y te vas a pelear al frente de la nación. ¿Cómo te sientes? You're going to fight in front of the nation on TV. How are you feeling?
I feel really excited. This is the opportunity that I waited long time. So it's right there, so I'm going to take it.
And Alexis, te vas a enfrentar contra Joe Warren, que es el campeón del featherweight. You're going to fight Joe Warren, the featherweight champion. O sea que tu oponente viene fuerte y duro. ¿Cómo te estás preparando? How are you preparing for Joe Warren?
I'm ready for the fight. No matter who you fight, I think they are the best. Either way, I'm going to say they are the best. I'm going to fight the best. So he better be ready to fight me.
Y Alexis, tú eres un campeón o ganaste una medalla de oro en Olímpicos en 1996. He is an Olympic gold medalist in 1996 in wrestling.
No, I get bronze medal in the Olympics.
Ajá. Y tienes un récord de 9-0. Aún no has perdido. Alexis has an undefeated record of 9-0. ¿Cómo te sientes viniendo ahora a pelear en una promoción grande, donde ahora vas a pelear contra personas con nombre y una historia más fuerte comparado a los oponentes del pasado? How are you feeling now that you're fighting big names compared to the past that you fought at local shows?
You know what? I was wrestling with the best. So this in this fighting, he no making the difference. To you be the best, you have to fight with the best. So this is how I think. This is I prepare my mind to go to 135. I ready. I feel strong. It better than when I was younger.
Ahora, Alexis, tú peleabas en el flyweight division. You fought in the flyweight division, pero ahora vas a subir al featherweight. Al otro nivel. ¿Te sientes bien con tu peso? Porque antes tenías que perder el peso, pero ahora este es tu peso natural. This is your natural weight at the fly, the one you're currently fighting in.
So, by the way, before I was fighting 125, sometimes I had a lot of fight in 135 too. So, this is natural weight. I know how to. I gain more weight right now. But I can make it away pretty easy and compare with 125. So I feel wonderful in 135, and I feel strong. This is what matters. So I'm ready to go.
Absolutamente, Alexis. Tú eres considerado uno de los primeros cinco, o sea, los mejores cinco del flyweight division, pero ahora vas a ir a los 135. Alexis, ahora estás trabajando en American Top Team Coconut Creek. You're training at American Top Team Coconut Creek.
Sí. I right there with Ligorio, with Mahupa, Cartel, Kami, and also I work with in South Miami with Juan Carlos Farrado, Mas Vidal, Paulino Hernández, and also I work in John Tiger with Manuel López and Tigre Castaño. So I have a lot of people support me.
Y Alexis, ahora vas a ser parte de Bellator, del estado cubano, que es campeón. Y estamos hablando de Hector Lombard, que se encuentra ahí, que es cubano. You're part of Bellator now. We have another Cuban champion, Hector Lombard. ¿Cómo te sientes representando a los latinos en la arte marcial en mixtas? How do you feel representing the Hispanic community in the mixed martial arts community?
I feel really good to represent the Latino people in America. So I always do it my best, and I push my will to the end. I die for the victory. So you will see.
Ahora, en tu última pelea, in your last fight, la has peleado en el sur de Florida, donde casi te sientes en casa porque tiene el apoyo de los cubanos y los latinoamericanos. You fought here in Miami where we had a lot of support from the Cuban and the Hispanic community. Pero ahora vas al norte en Ohio. You're going up north in Ohio. ¿Cómo te sientes mentalmente en esta manera? ¿Te afecta en una u otra manera? Does this affect you in any other way?
I was fighting in California. I was fighting in New Mexico. I was fighting in a lot of play before. So it's the same thing. When people know who you are and like the way that you fight, they support everywhere. This is what we do. This is we fight and do the show. So if you do a good show, no matter what you fight, people are going to support you.
Y Alexis, por último, for last question, muchas personas están hablando de la edad. Tienes ahora 40. ¿Cuánto es que tiene Alexis? How old are you now?
Cumplí 40 años.
40 años. Para ti eso no importa, ¿verdad? La edad no importa para ti. Your age doesn't matter, the fact that you're 40.
Yeah, the age no matter. I feel much stronger now than when I was in the national team. I feel more quickly. I feel everything. I have much experience. So people are going to get really surprised what Alexis Vila with the age he can do it.
Absoluta. Y ahora, ¿cómo te estás preparando para Warren? Warren es luchador, tiene una buena historia, como dije, campeonato. ¿Cuál es tu estrategia? What is your strategy with Warren? You're a wrestler, he's a wrestler. What's your strategy?
You know what? This is secret, but I'm going to tell you something. See, he's keeping me. See, he's trying to be extended. He's going to get knocked out. Con TKO. Mm-hmm. I guarantee this. So I know that he's going to try to go to the wrestling team. So I don't see so that he want to be extended with me.
Strong words from Alexis Vilas. Alexis, un placer tenerte aquí. ¿Quieres dar un saludo a alguien que te escucha o si quieres decir que te visiten a tu página de internet? You want to put in a plug?
Bueno, quiero darle un saludo a todo el pueblo latino, a todas las personas que me apoyan, a todos mis sponsors, a mis managers, a mis entrenadores, y que no se pierdan la pelea. Que no se pierdan la pelea, que van a ver lo que yo puedo hacer. Que haya Alexis para rato.
Así, Alexis Vila en Bellator, el próximo mes en MTV2. A ver, Alexis Vila en vivo y en color. Alexis, te deseamos mucha suerte.
Gracias.
Para los latinos.
Thank you.
Okay, Alexis. Abrazos y buena suerte. Gracias, Alexis.
Okay.
Gracias. Buenas noches. Well, there you go. The words from Alexis Vila. As we did a first out here in the Roman Show, we had a bilingual interview. You know, it pays off to know two languages sometimes, even three or four. Alexis Vila is ready to go for action as he prepares for the national stage, as he will be part of the 135. Tournament. He faces Joe Warren, a tough competitor in the first round. So good luck, good wishes, good vibes to Alexis Vila, who was undefeated, a top flyweight, moving on up to the 135 division. God bless you, Alexis. We wish you a lot of luck and hope to have you here again on the Roman Show. Thank you so much for calling in. We have one caller in line, by the way, if you want to call in, 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, it's your buddy Guillermo Roman.
Hey, Guillermo, how's it going? What you think about Alexis Vila? We've seen him live a couple of times. What are your thoughts on him?
against Joe Warren.
Well, a lot of people, like, they don't know about him because he's working in the regional circuit, and they think, you know, most of the national guys think that, you know, Joe Warren's just going to run him over. But I think they're underestimating him, you know. I mean, this guy is top-notch wrestler, and, you know, just because you haven't heard of him doesn't mean he's good. You know, I think he's got a real chance against Joe Warren, you know. I think Joe Warren, you know, he gets a little overconfident sometimes, and he might pay for it this time, you know.
Yeah, and we've seen Alexis Villa. Not because I personally know him, but he is a beast. He's fast. And, you know, when you see this guy, although he's 40 years old, he moves like a 16-year-old. This guy is quick. He's fast with his hands, with his striking. His wrestling is perfection. And even in his jiu-jitsu, we've seen a couple of submissions out here that has left us in shock and awe. So definitely Alexis Villa will entertain the crowd, the national crowd, as he finally gets a national spotlight for the first time. Hey, Guillermo, any thoughts? Well, what are your thoughts on this whole Rampage and John Jones and spying on each other's camp? Do you think Rampage is just blowing it up?
Who knows? I mean, it's possible that there could be a spy. I don't think it's going to make a difference, though. I think, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do at the end of the day when they're locked in the cage, and I don't think this is really going to have much of an effect in, like, the end result, you know?
Right, absolutely. All right, Guillermo, well, thank you so much for calling in. Now we're going to go to Susie Montero, who is calling us right now as we speak. Susie Montero will be making her debut at W1 event here in Miami, Florida on October 15th, and her husband will fight at fight time number 7 in Reese Nosario. Now, let me tell you a little background about Susie. She is a kickboxing she teaches kickboxing at ATT West Sample here in Florida. She was born and raised in Miami, actually Liberty City to be exact. And she's 30 years old and is a hardworking mom. Susie, welcome to the Roman Show. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
My pleasure, Susie. Susie, it's your debut. You're stepping inside the cage. I'm assuming you've done some kickboxing for some time. You've been a fighter for a professional fighter for most of your life, you had told me. But how are you prepared? You're facing Kim Couture, who has been on Strikeforce, has a record of 3-5. She has 8 fights on you. You're making your debut. How are you who are you preparing for this fight, Susie?
Well, I don't look at it like that. You know, I've been doing martial arts for about 10 years on and off, so I do have experience. I've had a few Muay Thai fights. I had, I think, 2 professional Muay Thai fights, and I fought Gina Carano. So, you know, I've been around the block a little while. I just took a very long break. Considering the fact that I had just had my son, he's going to be 4 this year, so, you know, it was about that time to get back into training. Edson Dennis is my coach for my ground game. I have Luis Nazario, which is my husband. He helps me with my striking. And, you know, I am very blessed and lucky to say that, you know, thanks to Ricardo Liborio, I can always go to Coconut Creek and train or pretty much almost any ATT school, and everybody welcomes me. So I'm blessed. I'm ready for her.
So, Susie, I would assume that I know Aguilar works out there in ATT. You also have worked out with Jessica Aguilar?
I have never worked out with Jessica. When Jessica first came to ATT, you know, I spoke with her a few times. I know her. She's a sweet, sweet girl. She knows me before I had my son, but I've never had the honor or pleasure to work with her.
Right, and Susie, you know, there's a lot of talk about women's MMA, where's it going, you know, UFC president Dana White, they keep asking him if they're ever going to have a women's division. Some say it's hard to get opponents for females. What are your thoughts in the world of mixed martial arts for women at this time?
Right now, I don't think that's true, that there's not enough women fighters. Actually, there's so much more women fighters nowadays, now that there's MMA. Because back in the days, everything was either just kickboxing or boxing. And, you know, when there was other girls that were professional in judo or wrestling, you know, mixed martial arts, there were different martial arts that they were professional. And now that we have MMA, it's coming up because, you know, like it's MMA, mixed martial arts, you can mix it up, you know, if you have a strong background like Muay Thai or Judo or wrestling, you learn the other stuff and then you get in there and you do your thing. You know, I believe there's a lot of women fighters nowadays. As far as the UFC, it's their loss, because I honestly think that some women fights are a lot more exciting than some of the men fights. You know, you tell the women, you know, go, the bell rings, and we go. You know, we don't play.
I absolutely, you girls are not afraid to break a name. It's true. You know, I remember when Gina Carano and Cyborg fought, and they main evented that show on Showtime. They broke record. It was the most seen women's MMA fight ever, and it was a good fight. Misha Tate also had a great fight not too long ago against Kunin. That was a great, exciting fight. So
that
ladies
was
definitely
an
push.
Amazing fight.
Yeah, you ladies definitely give it up, and sometimes you do better than the men. but Susie, now you're gonna make your debut. But here's what I find most interesting about you're a mother. You work. Your husband is a fighter too. How do you guys manage to live? I mean, you guys are always fighting, and you were telling me earlier today you were blowing your daughter was blowing candles celebrating a birthday.
It's for her birthday. It's a lot. Believe me, it is a lot. So I can't even imagine some people who have like a real, you know, 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday. Well, my husband works mad crazy hours, and it's a lot to juggle. You know, I have to do my motherly and wifely, you know, duties. I got to come home, cook, clean, wash, fold. Then I got to go train. And then when I go train, you know, I'm sure that I get beat up some, because I only have men to train with. So by the time I get back home, I'm all, you know, pounded on, and I still got to cook and make sure that the kids are in bed and their clothes are ready. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And I would say it's probably even more for my husband, because he teaches in ACT Kendo, so we live in Coral Springs. He drives a whole hour to teach, and when he finishes, he drives a whole hour back home. Then he wakes up the next morning to go train and teach. You know, it's a lot, but, you know, we managed to do it. This is what we want to do, and like I tell him, you know, I just, you know, recently lost my grandmother, and that was like a turning point in my whole life. You know, you only have one life to live, and you never know when you're going to go, so you might as well accomplish your dreams while you can, you know?
There you go, and both your husband and yourself are doing it, and you know, God bless you. And I know you're going to be representing South Florida in October 15th.
Oh, I'm excited.
At the University of Miami at the arena over there for the W1 event against Kim Couture. Susie, you want to give thanks to anyone?
I would love to give thanks to Edson Dennis, Luis Nazario, my husband. He's my strong support. He's my the person I lean on and cry to, or whatever it is that I need. I also want to give thanks to everybody in ATT that's ever helped me and is helping me. I want to give thanks to Marlene Tarbota. Please let me mention this. There is a workshop at the end of September. It's called combatconsulting.net. It's for anybody who is interested in being a referee or a judge that wants to get in the game. Maybe they don't want to be a fighter anymore, or fighting's not for them, so they want to just be in the game and be a referee or a judge. I think they should check it out. Again, it's called combatconsulting.net. And if I forget anybody, you know, thank you, everybody. Everybody. I love everybody and anyone.
Great, Susie. Well, we wish you a lot of luck, and I know you do well against Kim Couture. Check out Susie, October 15th, W1, at the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. Susie, good luck on your debut, okay? And we'll see you, too, and your husband, Luis Nazario, at the fight time number 7, October 7, where it's the return of Dean Thomas. God bless you and your family, and have a good night, okay, Susie?
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you, too. Have a great
night. Thank you. All right, folks, thank you for joining us here at The Roman Show. Follow me on Twitter, at RomanDH. Visit my website, RodolphoRoman.com. Visit me on Facebook, facebook.com/RodolphoRoman. Till next time, folks, next Monday, 11:30, We Talk Pro Wrestling. Good night. The Roman Show, number 9. We'll see you for episode 10 next week. Good night.
We walk alone in the unknown.